2000. Last week we started Perek Mitzvah Chalitza. So the Mishnah starts off by commenting on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that the Chalitza has to be done under the supervision of the Bezen. And the Gemara quotes a machlokes hatanaim, whether bezna of three or a bezna of five. We pass on lacha, the Gemara is going to explain on the base, a bezna of three. But the bezna of three, they don't have to have smicha. Hedyotis is also good. So that's what the Gemara asks. Mitzvah chalitza b'shloshe dayonim. Afilu shloshtem hedyotis, even if nobody has any smicha. So why do you call them dayonim? So that's the Gemara's kashim. Yachad, afilu shloshe hedyotis. If you don't need smicha, so dayonim ulam ali. Why do you call them dayonim? Hakamashmalan the binim shloshes shevim lahakrois have to act like dayonim. That even though the kriyas apsukim is not miyake, but lachatchila the mitzvah b'shlemusa is to have the kriyas apsukim and the chalitza and the rekika, all three. There is one tana who was of the opinion that kriyas apsukim is miyake, but we don't paskin like that. We paskin only the chalitza, removing of the shoe is miyake. The rekika and the kriyas apsukim is not miyake. But they have to act like dayonim. So they have to tell the Yavama, you say, read this pasuk. Say after me. Mayan Yavami l'hokm l'ach Hashem Yisrael. And then they tell Yavam, you say after us, l'chafatz t'lekach Hashem. So they act like dayonim, so that's why we call them dayonim. T'nina l'hadatan rabbanon. The Mishnah tells us what it says in the following braisa. Rabbi Yudah Nasi didn't write the Mishnahs, he edited the Mishnahs. They used to recite different braisas. So he decided which braisa should be the official text of the Mishnah and which not. So he took this braisa and he put it into the Mishnah. Mitzvah Chalitza, that's the Shalom. Who wrote the Mishnayos? So Rashi writes in a few places that Rabbi Yudah Nasi, who edited the Mishnayos, was the one who saw to it that they wrote down the Mishnayos. And from that time on, they used to give the shir by learning the Mishnayos mitor chaksav. There used to be a din, the Dvarm Shebal Peh, Yatara Shalyaman Baksav. You're not allowed to. The Rambam writes they always kept notes. Whoever heard a Chiddush from the Torah Shabbal Peh used to write it down that it shouldn't be forgotten. But they wouldn't give the Shir from a written text. They'd give the Shir Baal Peh. And Rashi writes that when Rabbi Yudah Nasi edited the Mishnayos, so he wrote down the Mishnayos, and from that time on they learned the Mitor Chaksav. Most of the Achrayim don't agree with that Rashi. Most assume Rabbi Yudah Nasi edited the Mishnayos, and they were still reciting Mishnayos Baal Peh till the days of Rabbeinu Rabashi. Rabbeinu Rabashi were the ones who saw to it that the Mishnayos were written down. And Rabbeinu Rabashi were the ones who edited the Talmud Bavli, but they didn't write down the Talmud Bavli. The Talmud Bavli wasn't written down until centuries later in the days of the Gaonim. There was a big machlokes at that time whether they should write down the Talmud Bavli. The mazel was that they didn't, that it was written down. If they wouldn't have written it down, everything would have been forgotten. That's why they say, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik used to say, the Rambam writes in Hakdama to Mishneh Torah, Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinah Mesorah de Yeshua, and it gives you a generation, my generation, 40 generations, 1 to 40, till Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, then he stops. The Meiri, in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, gives the same Chag Gadya, the same generation, but then he goes from Rabbeinu Rav Ashi to the Rabbonus Avaroi, to the Ge'onim, till he says, I learned by my father learned by this one, he learned by that one, and he goes all the way back to Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, has the whole, so why didn't the Rambam also write like that? He should have said, I learned by my father learned by the Rimagash, Rimagash learned by the Rif, and he could have also gone all the way back. So Moshe Soloveitchik said, no, the Rambam is listing off Masura Al-Pidin. Masura Al-Pidin is only, the Iker of Masura is when the Torah Shem Balpeh is transmitted Balpeh. After the days of Rabbi Rav Ashi, when the Mishnayos were written down, they started teaching Torah Shabbal Peim, Terech Haksav, so Al-Bidinim is a lower level of Masur. So Maynaf Kamin, a lower level. Maynaf Kamin, a lower level. So we have a din, Ein Luch Ad HaShefet Shebi Amecha, every Talmud Chacham is entitled to his opinion, even if it's in disagreement with those who preceded him, who are greater than him. But Moshe Feinstein came up with a lot of Chidushim. So then there was a big Talmud Chacham, Manon Garish, a Rav, who lived in the New York area, who wrote a whole book disagreeing with many of Rav Moshe's psukim. He has a lot of strong taimis, but because it was written in an extremely disrespectful fashion, so that's why he wasn't listened to. So his main taina was that Rav Moshe disagrees with the Shach, and he disagrees with the Rabbi Yehudin, disagrees with the Chassam Sofer, disagrees with all the Gedolim. Does he think that he's greater than them? So Rav Moshe said he doesn't think that he's greater than them. Rav Moshe said, I'm not convinced that I'm entitled to an opinion, period. Maybe I'm not entitled, maybe I'm not a Chacham Shegiel or Ra. But all the Rabbanim keep on pressuring me, they want to know my opinion. They think I'm a Chacham Shegiel or Ra. So if I'm entitled to an opinion, then I have to give my honest to goodness opinion, even if it's in disagreement with those who precede me, who are greater than me. Because the din and the Gemara ain't best v'yochel abat al diri bezen chaveren, ken gadol hamene b'chokh me'v'minyon, a later bezen cannot disagree with an earlier bezen. There is no such din, you can't disagree. I didn't say it all correctly. The din is ain't bezen v'yochel abat al, a later bezen can't repeal the rabbinic enactment that was made by an earlier bezin, unless the later bezin are greater b'chokhmah v'minyan. But he's not repealing a rabbinic enactment. He says that the din was never correct. From day number one, you disagree on the level of the Raisi, you disagree on the level of Rabbanan. How to read the Gemara, how to read the Chumash. So then the Pasuk says, you have to go to the Talmid Chachamim in your generation. Yiftach bedora kishmul bedora. Shmul was greater than Yiftach. But Yiftach was entitled, if Yiftach was entitled to an opinion. If Yiftach is not entitled to an opinion, it is nish. But if the Talmud Chacham is a Chacham Shigiel HaRoah, then he has to express his honest to goodness opinion, even if it's a disagreement with those who preceded him. So there are more rights in Choshen Mishpah and Simon Chafei. Simon Chafei of Choshen Mishpah deals with the Sugya in Sanhedrin, a very famous Sugya, Tor B'Shikal Adas. If the Bezin issued a Psak and it didn't turn to the Imaminus, and they made a mistake, b'shikal adas, not a toy b'dvar mishnah at open and shut in, b'shikal adas, it's a judgment call. And the generally accepted psak was one way, and then they paskin wrong. So there the Ramah talks in Simach HaFein Chosh Mishpot, when are you entitled to disagree with those who preceded you? So he says, you can disagree. The Ramah lived in the 1500s, says you can disagree with the Goyim, you can disagree with Rishonim, you can disagree with those who preceded you. He says it's risky. You're running a risk. You may be making a major mistake. So he says you better consult with your contemporaries and tell them your rayas and their rayas and figure out who's right. But if your contemporaries agree that you're right, so you paskin against the Rishonim, but he said you can't paskin against Ravina Ravashi. Whatever says the Gemara, why not? So the Vilna Gaon writes over there, Simach HaFei Chosh Mishpah, because there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Pei, Ravina Ravashi Soifai Ruah. That's the Tkufa, that's the end of a Tkufa. Ravina Ravashi was the end of the period of the Torah Shebal Peh. Hairuah is only on Torah Shebal Peh. There's no such thing as Hairuah in the Torah Shebichsav. The Gemara has an expression in Hairius, Zil Kribe Ravu. That's an often a pasuk. You ask Zil Kri Beirav means ask the children a cheder who learn chumash. That's Beirav in a cheder where they learn chumash. The children know that, so that you can only have hayruah in the area of Torah Shebal Peh. So that's what the Gemara says. Ravina Ravashi soif hayruah. That was the end of the period of the Torah Shebal Peh. What do you mean? There's no more Torah Shebal Peh after Ravina Ravashi? There is Torah Shebal Peh. The Rabbein transmit traditions and attitude and style of psak, but it's not the same level of Masorah as it was before the days of Rabbi Ravashi. What changed? So that's what most of the Achreinim and most of the history books assume, Jewish history books, assume that in the days of Rabbi Ravashi, that's when they erst wrote down the Mishnais and they started teaching Torah Shebal Peh from a text. Before then, they used to recite all the Mishnais Bal Peh. So most Achrayim assume like that, most history books assume that it was not like Rashi writes in a few places. The Rav Yudan Nasi was the one who wrote down the Mishnais, because you have Amoraim disagreeing with Tanoim. So if you're going to say that from the end of the period of the Tanoim they were teaching Torah Shebal Peh mitoch haksav, so they shouldn't be able to disagree with Tanoim. Usually the Amoraim didn't disagree with Tanoim. Usually they had an attitude. If they're fully convinced that the Tanoim are wrong, so they're going to paskin against the Tanoim. But usually it's a judgment call that I can see this tzad, I can see that tzad. I think this tzad makes more sense. So if it's a situation where there's a shaila, and they have an tias adas, they think it's like this, then they see all the Tanoim say fakert, then the Amoraim had the attitude, we're going to give in to all the Tanoim. if they were absolutely convinced that the Tanoim are wrong, they'll disagree, even if there's no Tana who says like them. Every so often you have the Gemaras where the Amoraim disagree with the Tanoim. Anyway, so over here the Gemara says, Tanina Lohad, the Tan Rabbana. Rabbi Yudam Nasi incorporated into the Mishnah by calling them the Hadyaitas. They don't have Smich, but we call them Dayanim, incorporated the din that appears in this Brisa. These Brises existed before Rabbi Yudam Nasi added to the Mishnah. So he took this Brisa, that Brisa, he made an official text of which Brises they should recite. But most Achronim assumed that it was still being recited by Pet. He didn't write the Mishnah, he edited the Mishnah. The Tan Rabbanim Mitzvah Chalitza B'Shlosha, three people, Sheyodim Lahakra, is Ke'ein Dayanim. So that's why Rabbi Yudam Nasi in the Mishnah calls them Dayanim, because they have to be Yodim Lahakra, they know how to tell the Yavam with Yavam, recite the Pasuk after me, just like Dayanim would act. So the Tanakhama says a Bezin of three, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yudah disagrees B'Chamish. What's Machlegs with a Bezin of three, a Bezin of five? The Gemara says, my time, Tanakhama, what's that issue with a Bezin of three, Bezin of five? So the Gemara says, it's based on Psukim. The Tanya, the Pasuk says, it says a few times, also even Tavshar Le'enei Hazakenim, then it says V'yorko, says also even Tavshara El Hazakenim, then it says Shishidu Rikika Le'enei Hazakenim. So the word Zakenim appears twice. So my time Tanakam, what does Tanakam hold that it's only three Dayan? The Tanya is Kenim Ishnaim, because Mir Rabim Shnaim. And that's all, it says Kenim. And you can't have a Bezin of two because Ein Bezin Shokol, that's like the Maran Sanhedrin learns that from Apostle. Ein Bezin Shokol, we explained last week, Ein Bezin Shokol, every so often there's a big Din Torah that involves millions of dollars, so they don't want to have a Din Torah just with three Dayanim. They want to have, it's a lot of money there. So they have a Bezin more than three. Three is the minimum. So if they want, they're going to have ten also. There's nothing wrong with having a Bezin of ten. Ein Bezin Shokol is only a Din that's neged to being to darshaning the psukim. When you cover what's the minimum number of the bezin, then there's a rule in bezin shokel. So the minimum number of dayanim can't be two, because in being cover the number of the members of the bezin and bezin shokel, it can't be an even number; it has to be an odd number. Masif malein meirecha. But if you want to, you can have a bezin of four. You can have a bezin of six. Also, a minimum of three. And bezin shokel harekan shloshim. That's how we paskin. Rabbi Yudah disagrees because the word zikanim says twice. It says ziknei ho'ir, then it says zikanim. So ziknei is shnaim because then mir rabim shnaim, zikanim is shnaim. So you have two and two is four, and you can't have a bezin of four. And bezin shokel masifam b'leim moedach. Harekan chamish. Frag more b'tanakama. How come b'tanakama doesn't count the high ziknei mayovidle? Why doesn't he also say Ziknei is the two different psukim? One pasuk says Ziknei who here, one pasuk says Elas Kenim. So count two and two is four and should be fine. And the Marnei, that Ziknei he uses not to add another two dayanim to the minimum number of the Bezin, Nuboile le Rabuya filu shlosha hadyotis. That Ziknei means they don't have to have smicha. That's how he learns that. This din, that you don't need smicha. We discussed last week, is that the rule or is that the exception to the rule? Because here, Bachalitza, they're not paskening anything. So the Rambam's opinion is that this is the rule, that a bezin that doesn't pasken anything, or just a bezin supervising something, as a maisa bezin, you don't need any smicha. The Rambam holds that smicha is a din in paskening shab, din in hoiro. That if a person is a big Talmud Chacham, but he doesn't have smicha, and he paskin, that's not called a psak. That's a mara makam. He just tells you. It says in the Gemara, it says in the Taisa, it says in the Mishnah Berurah, it says in the Igros Moshe. So that's just mara makam hulach. And the Balei Rashi and Taisa hold not so. Rashi and Taisa hold that smicha is not a din in psak, it's a din in bezin. So according to Rashi and Taisa, this pasuk is telling me that chalitza is an exception to the rule. Even though you need a bezin, they don't have to have smicha. According to the Rambam, this pasuk tells you that this is the rule. If you have a bezin that doesn't pasken anything, so they don't have to have smicha. Just to be part of the bezin, you don't need smicha. That's why the Rambam writes, in order to confer smicha. Used to be smicha, we don't have smicha anymore. Smicha, they used to confer ish mi pi ish ad moshe abeinu. So in order to confer smicha, you need a bezin of three. Two of them don't have to have smicha, one of them has to have smicha. So why does one of them have to have smicha? why don't the other two have to have smicha? Because they're not paskening anything. The Gemara Sanhedrin tells a story that the Rabbanim from a certain village sent a letter to another Rav that he should convene a Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael and give smicha to Pliny. So he convened the Bezdin and he gave smicha. He didn't fahir him. He didn't decide that. He didn't know if he knows how to learn. The other Rav said, give the guy smichas. So the Bezdin who gives smicha isn't paskening anything. It's just a Maisa Bezdin giving smicha. They're not paskening that he passed the exam and he's right to get smicha. Someone else told him that. So the Bezdin confers the smicha is just a Maisa Bezdin. So basically, all the three members of the Bezdin don't require any smicha. But one of them has to have smicha, otherwise not going to be Yish Mipi Yish Ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why you need one of the three should have smicha, then it should be Yish Mipi Yish. But the other two don't have to have smicha, because it's a Bezdin that's not paskening. And that's the Rambam Neshitosa holds that the Amaisa Bezdin, you don't need smicha. Now, Davila Soloveitchik has that in his Sefer. Rav Soloveitchik gave a long shir. Davila has a short piece, Rav Soloveitchik showed a lot of rayas to this, that the Rambam's opinion is that a Bezdin just does a Maisa Bezdin, just like by Chalitza, you don't need any smicha. Another nafkimina was Geiris. I think we mentioned last week. That the Taisa's opinion is that the Ikaradin, the Gemara says earlier in the Mems, when they have the whole sugi about the Geiris, well, there's a Pasuk, Gertzor, Shlosha, Mishpat, Ksivbe. In order to be Mekabala Geir, you have to have a Bezn. You have to have a Bezn of three. Where is that Gemara? Memvav on the base. And Memvav on the base, the Gemara has that Pasuk. Two lines from the bottom, and then Amar Abiyachin Gertzor Shloisha. You need a Bezdin of three to supervise the Geiris. So does the Bezdin have to have smicha? So Tosis' opinion, Bekamna Mekamna says, yeah, the Bezdin for Geiris needs smicha. So Tosis said, how we Mekabel Geirim is manazeh? Nobody has any smicha. The smicha ended 1500 years ago. We don't have any more Ish Mipi Ish of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Tosis says, Shlichusayu. Shlichusayu, so the Rashbo disagrees with the Taisa Shlichusayu, it's only Midi Rabbanan. That we can be done, Dini Mamadis Pazmanazez, is Midi Rabbanan, based on Hefker Bezna Hefker. How can you declare that the Geiris is valid based on Shlichusayu? Shlichusayu is an invention Midi Rabbanan. So obviously Taisa thinks Shlichusayu works Menatayra. So that's the Rashbo thinks, that the Rambam is also much more like that. That when you need a bezin for geiris, you never needed shloshes smuchim. It was all, even in the days of the Tanoim, where smuchim were available, you didn't need smuchim because they're not paskening any shaila. We know the person is a nochri, and after they'll be tovel in the mikveh, the mekabel all mitzvahs, they become Jewish. There's nothing to pasken about over there. It's just you need that it should be done under the auspices of a bezin. So since it's only a ma'isa bezin, so the Rashbo and the Rambam are of the opinion that you don't need smicha. And Tosfos holds you do need smicha. Smicha is a din in Bezdin, even if the Bezdin doesn't have to paskin anything. And according to Tosfos, Chalitz is the exception to the rule. It's not that it's the rule. Here there's a pasuk ziknei that afilu had yoytus agud. Tankam hai ziknei mayobidlei and kufala tamalal. What does he do? Why doesn't he add on plural ziknei niyad rabbi shnayim another two dayanim? Why does he disagree with Rabbi Yehuda? He should say also you need five dayanim. No, that word zikne he needs to tell him boiler the rabbi afidu shloisha adyotis that you don't need smucha. Either that's the rule or that's the exception to the rule. Freg the gemara of Rabbi Yehuda needs zikne and zikainim to tell you me rab mishnayim you need two and you need another two is four and bezin shok you need five. So he used up the word zikne. So how does he know this din that adyotis are good? Tanakam learns it out from the mashmos of the word ziknei. But Rabbi Yehuda used up the word ziknei to count another two members of the Bezdin. And with the Gemara, Freg Mar Rabbi Yehuda had yaitis minole. How does he know that you don't need smuchim? And with the Gemara, he learns it out from another person. Nafka le mila einei. What does that mean? It says that she should do the chalitz and do the rekika le einei hazikenim. The zikenim should see. The Amamar, we have a tradition, the Eine has Kenim, Prat Lesumim. If the members of the Bezdin are blind, so it's not, they can't be members of the Bezdin for Chalitz. So, what do you need a Pasuk to tell you that if they're blind, Freg? The Gemara, with the Itzrich Le'ene, the Mutisum, what do you need a Pasuk to tell you? tell me that a blind dayan cannot function as a member of the bezin for chalitza. If you would hold that hedyotas are no good, so what would you need? So I would have said you would have needed three smuchim. So somehow that's a question why. Somehow the Gemara is assuming not so. The alternative is either three hadyotas are good, or you would need a Sanhedrin of 23. This is Sanhedrin Gedoyla of 71, that's the Bezen Gadol of Yerushalayim. Then you have a Sanhedrin Tana of 23 all over the world, even a Chutz Lord you can have. If they receive Smicha in Eretz Yisrael, even when they go to Chutz Lord, the Smicha doesn't disappear. They can function in Chutz Lord also. So here, the Havamina wasn't. The Poshup Shat, the Havamina was, you need three Smuchim, and Kamash Malon had Yotas Agud. So you see from the Hemshach HaGemar, that wasn't the Havamina. In the back of the Gemara, the Achrayim pointed out, the Havamina was because it says, also, Vim to Hashara, El Azikainim, Hashara means to the Sanhedrin, Shabishar Ha'ir. Like it says, Shoftim Shotit Lecho B'chol Sharecho. You should establish a Sanhedrin of 23 in every city, if it's possible. So the Havamina would have been that you would have needed Shloisha, but Shloisha members of a Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says that can't be. I need the word le'enig to tell me that the members of the Chalitza Bezdin cannot be blind. If there is a Havamina to think that they have to be members of a Sanhedrin, I know my only can't be blind. If you're going to think you need three who are members of the Sanhedrin be'inon, yeah, zlama l'limutisum, why do I need a pasuk le'enei to tell me that if he's assumed that's not acceptable? If you're assuming he can't be a member of the Sanhedrin, because we have a drosha, but the Tani of Rabbi Yosef, Nafke, I know it from the brisa of Rabbi Yosef, the Tani of Rabbi Yosef, he presented a brisa, he didn't author the brisa. Rav Yosef was an Amora, he says over a brisa Balpeh that he heard from earlier generations. He has in the brisa Kishem Shebezim Menukim B'Tzedek Kabezim Menukim Mikom Mum. They have to be. They cannot be a Balmum. Cannot become just like a Balmum is possible. A Kohen Balmum is possible to Hakrovas Hakarbonis. And a Behema that's a Balmum, you cannot be Makriv. Then he said to be Makriv Karbonis, that I have a mum, even a mum either. If it has a mum kavu, you can be paid. If it has a mum either, you can't be paid, but it can't be makravit. So there's a din to be appointed a member of a Sanhedrin, or even if he were appointed, and then he loses a limb, and he loses a finger in an accident, so he loses his appointment. The members of the Sanhedrin cannot be balimum. You're not allowed to appoint a person to the Sanhedrin, even though he's the biggest Talmid Chacham in the world. He cannot be a balmum. Shenemar, Shira Shir, Kulch Yofa Rayose, Umum Eibach. The simple reading of Shira Shenemar, it's a long song between a boy and a girl, so the tradition has it that that's not what it means at all. And it talks about different aspects of the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael, and different aspects of Bnei Yisrael. It talks that part of the Psukim talk about the Sanhedrin. So the Gemara has a tradition that this pasuk is telling me, Umum Eibach, members of the Sanhedrin, either Sanhedrin Gdol or Sanhedrin Tana. To be a member of a Bezin of three, that you can be a Balmum, that's not a problem. But to be a member of the Sanhedrin Gdol or Shabib Shalayim of 71, that to be a member of a Sanhedrin of 23, for that you cannot be a Balmum. Umum Main Boch, here the Top Tosis points out, Top Tosis on Amud Beis points out, in Parshas Bahaloischa, Moshe Rabbeinu can't take it anymore. So he complains to the Rabbi Shalom. He can't take it, these Jewish people, they're such troublemakers, they give him such a hard time. Ech esel abadi tochachem emasachem verivchem. That's in the beginning of Dvarim. But he complains that Dvarim is when he chases it over. The first time it appears in Bahaloischa. So the Rabbi Shalom says, okay, you can't do it all on your own. Esvili shivimish. Gather together 70 Talmid Chachamim, and you'll give them smicha, and you with the 70 will add up to 71. As for the Shevimish, Asher Yadati came Ziknehom the Shaitrov, and they'll all help you in paskening the Shailas. The Sanhedrin will be 71. And then the Pasuk says, V'hisyatz v'sham imach, That's what Tosfos quotes. The pasuk in Parshas Baaloischa, the 70 members of the Sanhedrin who will join you, v'siatzu shamimach, and then I will give them a hashroas hashchina, a koich hanavuah, as members of the Sanhedrin Gedolah. So the Gemara learns out from that phrase, v'siatzu shamimach. The Gemara has a drasha and Sanhedrin imach b'daimim loch, dafti similar to you, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was a big miyuchas. He wasn't a mamzer, he wasn't a ger, he had a very fine yichas. So to be appointed as a member of a Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin Gedolah, so that person happens to be talking Sanhedrin Gedolah, as we should imagine, but what, the name is Sanhedrin Tana. So you have to be itach b'daimim loch, you have to have miyuchasim. So Tosfos is bothered with a question, why does the Gemara have to dig up a new pasuk from Shir HaShirim? Meimvach, that the members of the Sanhedrin cannot be Balimum, and learn that from the same pasuk, Yisyatzu Sham Imach. Imach B'daimim Loch, both. Number one, they should be Miyuchasim, and number two, they should have a good Yichas, to the exclusion of a Ger, to the exclusion of a Mamzer, and so on. And number two, to the exclusion of a Balmum, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have any physical Mumim either. The Tosfos says no. That Yisyatzu Sham Imach only goes on Yuchsin. It only goes on Imach B'daimim Loch B'yichas. It doesn't go on Balimum. You need a separate pasuk. Why? Because it doesn't really explain it too well. So Rav Avila Soloveitchik has a Sefer HaChumash where he explains it. He says, you look in the beginning of Chumash Mois. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Moshe Rabbeinu to do the Geula. So Moshe Rabbeinu gives him a hard time. The Medrash says, and the Chumash, it sounds like it was, it took a few minutes, the whole conversation. The Medrash says that it took 7 days. Every day, Moshe Rabbeinu comes up with a new teretz, why he doesn't want and why he can't go, to be the shliach, to do the Gula. And Baruch Shalom says, you're wrong, everyone, you're wrong. So finally, Baruch Shalom gets angry at him. One day he says, it's Hasagas Gula and Aaron, Shlach Nam Yatishlach. One day he says, every day has a different teretz. Why does man go? So it says, V'yicharaf Hashem and Moshe. And Baruch Shalom got angry at Moshe Rabbeinu. Then you continue to read in Parshas Va'era. So again, it says, I forgot the Loshen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe and Aharon that they're going to be the leaders of the Jewish people, and Moshe Rabbeinu refuses. So why does he refuse? The Chazal say he was punished. And Parshas Shmais, he was punished for refusing, for giving the Baruch Shalom a hard time. Every day the Baruch Shalom tells him, I want you to be the shlich, and he doesn't want to. So he should have, and he was punished, v'yicharaf Hashem b'Moshe. So why does he refuse again now? And most of the opinions in the Medrash were, he was not punished now. So the Meshech Chachma explains. Rav Soloveitchik used to say this point. The Gemara says, when they call you for an aliyah, you have to go right away. They gave me chamishi. It's a bizoyan. What kind of, you don't even give a shartze, chamishi, whatever. They didn't give me. I remember once I was in Eretz Yisrael, my wife decided she wants to be in the great synagogue on Simchas Torah. That's not the place to be. We didn't know. So there was nothing special going on there. So Dr. Lam was there too, because Dr. Lam stayed in the Plaza Hotel, so he dived across the street. So there was somebody there who didn't like Dr. Lam. So he told the Gabbai he should give me Shlishi. They learned Kriyas HaTorah after that. He said he should give me Shlishi. They gave Dr. Lam Revi. So it was an insult. Dr. Lam is much older than me. It was an insult. So the chazan in the shul, what's his name? Hershtuk. Used to be Hershtuk. So he used to be in England for a while. So he came over and he told Dr. Lam a story. That on one occasion, the Rabbonim in England had a weekend, they had a Shabbaton together, and Becheskel Abramsky was there, and they gave him a Revi. They gave somebody else Shlisha, they gave Becheskel Abramsky a Revi. So he said, Becheskel Abramsky said, "What's for Abracha Zok Menaf Revi? Chakem Lishke Krogan Revi?" So everybody burst out into laughter. So Dr. Lam was laughing, said, "He's the insult." It is the insult a little bit, yeah. So the Gemara has a din. If they call you for an aliyah, even if you think it's an insult or something, you have to go. The Gemara says, Shlosha Dvar Mekatzon, the Gemara Bracha says, Shlosha Dvar Mekatzon, Yom HaVishnayis V'Shaladam, they'll call you for an aliyah. You don't go right away, that's going to cause Kitzah Yomim. But what if they call you to be the Shliach Tzibur, to daven for an amen? So then the Gemara says, you have to refuse the first two times, and then you only go the third time. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. Why is it by Chasam Torah, Chasam Bereishis, they say, Amod, Amod, Amod. Why do you say three times? So they said, because Chasam Torah, you have to give Yochid. Shemani Shabbat Torah, Yochid Kariyasim, you give it to the biggest Tamachachim. So that's a big kibbut. When they give you an aliyah, that's not a kibbut. They want you to do a mitzvah. So you have to run to do the mitzvah. You shouldn't refuse. But if they call you to be Chasam Torah, that's a big kibbutz. They consider you the Yochid Ham Yuchid in the shul. Chasam Bereish is also a big kibbutz. So they have to say three times, they won't be able to refuse. So that's what the Meshul Chachma explains over here. In Parsha Shmois, the Rebbe Shalom just told Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to be the shliach, go deliver a message to Paro, to let Bnei Yisrael go free. So he gives him a hard time. So he deserves a punishment. The Rebbe Shalom tells you to go do a mitzvah. You're not supposed to give, you're not supposed to refuse. But in the beginning of Parsha Ve'era, he says, I'm now appointing you as the manig of Klal Yisrael. So Derech Eretz dictates you should refuse it. So the Meshul Chachma says, in Parsha Ve'era, he wasn't punished. Because Derech Eretz dictates it. If you mechabit the person to be the manig ador, so Derech Eretz dictates he should refuse it a little bit. So there in Parsha Ve'era, in Parsha Shmois, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him to do a shlichus, deliver a message to Paro, it doesn't give the yichus of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rebbe Shalom sends him to do a shlichus, so he has to go. In Parsha's Be'era, that he's appointed as a manig, Moshe and Aaron appointed as the manigim, so then it says, Eilat told us Bnei Yisrael, and it says, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, up until Moshe B'Aharon. What is that all about? So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, Mitoch shehuskat liyaches Moshe B'Shevet Levi, they had to give the yichas of Moshe and Aaron, because to appoint them as manhigim, you have to be a meyuchas. So, since they had to give the yichas of Moshe and Aaron, so they started from the beginning. So they said, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, till they got the Moshe and Aaron, then it stops. So there's not the yichas of all of the Shvatim, it stops at the yichas of Levi. So the Biskerov writes in the Ravavala writes in the Sefer HaChumash, he says the top line in the top tesis. The pasuk in Parshas Bahalois that says v'siat v'sham imach, and the Chazal understand imach means b'daimim loch only goes on yichus, not on balmum. Why? Because you see in the Chumash in Parshas Bahalois in Parshas Ba'era, then when HaKadosh Baruch appoints Moshe v'Yaharon as manhigim of the Bnei Yisrael, as the leaders of the Jewish people, he's huskat liyaches Moshe v'Yaharon. You see that they need miyuchasim to be appointed to a position of leadership. So to be members of the Sanhedrin Gedolah in Parshas Haloischa, who are the Nami Sanhedrin Tana, that's already a minui, that's already a sroro. Just to be appointed a member of the Sanhedrin, that's a sroro. To be appointed a member of the Bezin, that's not a sroro. That's just you're functioning as part of a Bezin. But to be appointed as a member of the Sanhedrin, either Sanhedrin Gedolah, Sanhedrin Tana, that's a sroro. Take a look here. Here, the top line on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a din. V'yomar Rav, here, the last line on Kuf Aleph on the base goes over the top line on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Ger donas chaver dvar Torah. A ger can be a member of a bezdin that is going to be done another ger. Ger donas chaver ha ger means dvar Torah. It's permissible for a ger to be a ger may not be a member of a bezdin after being done a Yisrael. But he may be a member of a bezin after being done another ger. Shenehemar, Sem tosim alechem melech, Hashivcha Hashem alekecha boy. The pasuk in Devarim is really talking about appointing a melech. But the Gemara says earlier in Yevamos, it says Sem tosim, a kefaloshim. So there's a machlokes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, the adarshan l'shenis kvulim. So Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion, dibbaterek l'shen ben yadim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word, letter for letter, but he dictated it the way people speak. So Lashon Bnei Adam, people a lot of times say extra words and extra sentences, they repeat themselves. So if you have a pasuk that has an extra word, it doesn't mean anything. and we don't accept Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. We assume lo de b'tarka l'sham yodam. So whenever you have the shonis kfulim like pasach tifach nosim titan hanik tanik mos yumas sam tassim. So whenever you have the shonis kfulim, we follow Rabbi Akiva that we darshan something. So the gemara earlier in the mem is darshan sam tassim alecha melech. Sam tassim means kol mesim is b'mashma. Not only is this din relevant to appointing a melech over all of Klal Yisrael, it's relevant to a point, let's say, the Gemara has before. Let's say there's a labor union, and you have all kinds of people in the labor union. You have Yisraelim and you have Gerim. So you're not permitted to, even though the best man for the job, to be the president of the Vasatregas union, to be the president of some labor union, is a Ger. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to appoint a Ger as to a position of soror. So the Gemara says, some tossim goes even if you're going to be done, a ger is going to be a member of the bezin, is going to be done a Yisrael. So if we're giving a psak on Yisrael, that's also an act of soror. So the pasuk says, mikara v'achecha tossim alecha melech, has to be minmufcha shabachecha, has to be a person who has a big yichas. So the Gemara says, "Alecha hu deminim mikarav achecha." The Dayanim, the Pasuk really is talking about Melech, but because it says Sam Tosim, Kol Mesim is b'mashma goes even any position of Sarara. So when a Bezin is paskening on a person, Adin Torah, or a Chiyav Miso, Chiyav Malkus, so that's an act of Sarara. So the only time you say a Ger may not be appointed to be a member of Bezin is "Alecha hu deminim mikarav achecha." If the Nidon is a Yisrael, then the three members of the Bezin, the 23 members of the Bezin, whatever, have to be Yisrael. Aval Ger, but if the one being Nidon himself is a Ger, so Ger danas chaver a Ger, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. So here, there's a little Taisus. Ger danas chaver a Ger dvater. Pirish bekuntris, there's a machlekes Rashi in Taisus. Pirish bekuntris, Rashi learns the top line in Rashi. Ger danas chaver a Ger dini foshis. The top line in Rashi. A ger can serve as a member of the Sanhedrin of 23 to be done another ger din in the Foshes, but the ger can even be on a bezna of 3 to be done a Yisrael. That's not called Sror. Why? Because the Chiyav Mamon already, let's say the other person crashed into my car, or he borrowed money from me, or he stole from me, or he broke my window, whatever. So the Bezin doesn't create the Chiyav Mamon. The Chiyav Mamon is there already. He already made, and even if he gambled it and he has to pay kefil, the kefil is there also. The Bezin is not mechadish the kefil. And knas you need a gemar din, but the gemar din is not mechadish the Chiyav Knas. Chiyav Knas was there all along. So Rashi's opinion is that in Dini Mamon is a ger can serve as a member, based on the Gemara he learns like that, a ger can serve as a member of the Bezin even for Yisrael. That's not called an act of Svar. He's just saying what it says in the Chumash. It says in the Chumash, you're another Mamazik and you gotta pay. Or it says Eschiris Pelim, or it says you did a Halva, whatever. All the 24 Ovs Nezikim. So they just paskin what the Din is. And Din in the Fashas, oh, the Bezin, Din in Fashas, Din in Malkus, the Bezin creates the Chiyav. That's an act of Sarara. So a ger cannot be part of a Sanhedrin to be done in Israel, din in the Foshes and din in Malkus, but ger dan chaber a ger din in the Foshes. But to be done din in Mamonis, that's not a Sarara at all. They're just saying what the din is, they're not creating the Chiyav. So Taisin says, Taisin disagrees with Rashi. The Ein and Nira, they disagree with Rashi, Kirikosafti Bachoilets, Daf Memhem Beis. So Taisin in Perak Acholetz, that's the middle of the Sugi of Geirus. A few blot about Geirus. So Taisus disagrees with Rashi. Taisus holds to be appointed a member of the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, to be appointed a member of the Sanhedrin Ktana, that's already a Svara. Just to the Hismanis to be a member of Bezin, that's already a Svara. To be Dan, the Imamis is also a Svara. Even though you're not Mechadish the Chiyav Mamon, but still, I'm paskening and he has to pay because of my Pesach, that's also a Svara. So Ger, when the Gemara says, Rashi quotes from Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Beis, "Al kol shem lo nidin mamonis, hakol asui ger." So Tosfos says that means a ger is kosher lo nidin mamonis for another ger, and dinim mamonis. But a ger cannot be dana Yisrael dinim mamonis. and a ger to be dan nefashis? That's out of the question, because he can't be nismana to be a member of a Sanhedrin at all. That's him hismanis to be a member of a Sanhedrin. That itself is already a sror. That's Taisa Shita. That's Taisa Shita. So that's what the top Taisa is here. Akul Falav Ham Beis has like that. It says, V'hisyat v'sham imachem parshas b'ha lo ischa esfali shivimish asher yadayte kem ziknei ham v'shaytrof. V'hisyat v'sham imach. So the Gemara has a drush and said, imach b'daymim lach. But it only says, imach b'daymim lach b'negeir to yuchsin. Why imach b'daymim lach b'negeir to yuchsin? Why not b'negeir to mumim also? Why do you need a pasuk in Shir Hashirim? Mumim bach. So Rabbi Avila writes in his sefer, no, because the pasuk in parshas ba'era only mentions the Yuch Eila Tolis B'nei Yisrael. It gives the Yuch, and Rashi quotes from the Tanaim, from the Mechilta. B'toch shuhuska kliyaches shirta shalevi ad Moshe b'Aaron, because they're being appointed to a position of Srara over Klal Yisrael, Ma'anigma Klal Yisrael. So therefore he starts the Yichas Reuben, Shimon, Levi till you reach Moshe b'Aaron, and that's all. So you see from the Chumash that you need miyuchasim to be appointed to a position of Srara, to be officially manhigim of Klal Yisrael. It says there in Va'era, I forgot the lotion of Pasuk. Vaitzavim al b'nei Yisrael means he's appointing them as manhigim, and they have to be benachas. They have to take it easy with b'nei Yisrael.
Why was Moshe Rabbeinu a ba'amun because of the
Klal Yisrael? The Gemara talks about it, yeah, why wasn't he? But the Gemara assumes that in Kena Sisa the Moshe Rabbeinu Balmum. Yeah, the Gemara assumes he was not a Balmum. Vaidaba here, and right before she, right at the end of the first Aliyah in there, right before Sheni. Vaidaba Shama Moshe Le'ara right, Sabeim lo b'nei Yisrael parlance, al hotzit b'nei Yisrael meres Mitzrayim. What does that mean? So Rashi quotes from the Tanaim, they were now hereby appointed as manhigim of the generation. Ele Rasha Beisa Boisam, B'nei Ruvim, B'nei Shimon, B'nei Levi. So Rashi says, Mitoch Shehuska Kaliach Shifta Shalevi Ad Moshe Liyaron, B'shom Moshe Liyaron. Why? Because now in this Pasuk, as opposed to Parsha Shmois, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't appointed as anything. Baruch Hashem sent him to do a shlichus, like he called you to get an aliyah. So he's supposed to go. You're not supposed to dingzach. You're not supposed to give the Baruch Hashem a hatar. So Vayicha Raf Hashem, and Baruch Hashem was angry. He had no right to refuse. But in Parshas Ve'era, he says, "Bodabir al parah melchus and shalach and bnei yisrael meyartz." Vaydab Moshe and hein bnei yisrael leshomer lechish many parah. I'm the aras v'tayim. What is he arguing again? So the Meshul Chapin said, "Yeah, Derech Eretz dictates he should argue because here he's being appointed as the manig of bnei yisrael." And then it says, "Vaytzadeim al bnei yisrael." So Rashi quotes also from the Tanaim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu appointed Moshe the Aaron as manhigim. And he instructed them, you have to take it easy, you have to take a lot of abuse from the Nei Yisrael. Manhigim have to learn how to take a lot of disyonis from the Tzibah. So that's what the Biskarov says. Itach b'daymim loch only goes on Yuchsin, because in Parshas Ve'eri you see that to be appointed to a position of Sarare, either Moshe B'Yaron were the Manhigim of Klal Yisrael, or to be members of a Sanhedrin Gedolah, Sanhedrin Tana, that's also a Sarare. That, like Tosfos says, a ger can't be appointed to be a member of a Sanhedrin Gedolah, Sanhedrin Ktana. Their ger, dan chaver ger, only goes on mamonis. He can't go on the fashas because he doesn't get the first base. He can't be appointed a member of the Sanhedrin. So that's what Tosfos explains. That's why he needed a separate pasuk. Mum ein bach, the pasuk in Shir Hashem is needed to tell me that to be a member of the Sanhedrin, you have to be menukim mimum. Can't be a bama. Can't be learned that imach b'daymim loch because hecha teisa. Why should you think? Why not say you have to be a Levi? Why not say you have to be born in Egypt like Moshe Rabbeinu? No, you only say imach b'daymim loch miyuchasim because the pasuk in Va'era says that implies that you need miyuchasim.
It's interesting that Rabbi Yosef points out that Rabbi Yosef was a Sagimor.
He himself was a Balmu.
He's very sensitive to the sight.
Yes. Yes.
But 30 years ago, I think you said over this word in Four Souls, and you quoted that the Rav quoted the Meshech Chachma.
I don't think the Rav quoted it.
It was 30 years ago, and I questioned where the Meshech Chachma is, and you couldn't find it.
No, I think it's there. I'm pretty sure it's there. Pretty sure it's there. See, on this Gemara, what did the Gemara say? There's a pasuk le'ene has kenu, that the chalitza has to be done the Eskenim have to be able to see. And if the members of the Beznat Chalitza are blind, it's not acceptable. So here there's a major machloikis. The Amshel Shleiman, the Marshal has a Sefer on Yevamos. The Amshel Shleiman says he created a machloikis. What's the definition of Summa? A Summa be'enav achas, as only Summa b'shtei enav. So Tosfos says on the base, Yeshma mino, on Kuf Aleph on the base, there's a little Tosfos. Shma mino, Pasak Rabin Tam, Summa bein achas, kosher lechalitza. Given the lemon matin mele'ene, mele'ene you only exclude if he's blind on both eyes. Mamji can't see. But Summa bein achas, he can't see. So mechatesa, why should you say he's possible?
Does that apply to somebody wearing glasses?
What if he can only see through glasses? Yeah, okay, that's a shayla. That's a shayla. It was one of the Gedolim who, I forgot his name, he moved there to Israel from Hungary. He was the one who blew shayla from Rav Shana Shacholi's B'Shabbos near Attica. Rabbi Kiva, yeah, Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger, right. So he came up with a Chiddush. The Gemara says on the first daf in Chagiga, Shalosh Pan Rosh Hashanah, Yeroe Kol Zechur Chas Pnei Hashem Elokecha. So Yedarshan the Pasuk as if it says Yeroe and Yire. Yire, Yire. Yeroe means we should appear in front of the Shekhinah, and Yire, we should see the Shekhinah. How can you see the Shekhinah? He's invisible. So this Rabbi Kivish Lezinger came up with a Chiddush. You have to look at the Azara. What is there to see? They have to climb up on the rooftop of, it used to be Parak Yosef, that was the rooftop of Yeshiva Takotel, whatever, you got to climb up and look at the floor of the Azar. Look at the floor, what do you see? You see Arab kids playing soccer. They came up with the Chiddush. You have to see the Karko Hazar. There is, no one ever heard of that before. That was one of his Chiddushim. And then he just invented a new mitzvah. You have to, Yire Yeroya. So he had a Shaila, he used to wear glasses. So the Shaila was, Ria derech the glasses, is that counted as Ria or not? So he said, L'chomer, you have to take off your glasses. Sometimes take off your glasses, you can't see anything. Okay, so Mr. Tommy, you can't see. So he came up with a new mitzvah, you have to look at the floor. And a lot of people are machmer, because he came up with this Einfeld. He was the son-in-law of a big tzaddik, an Ungarish tzaddik, I forgot his name already, famous Ungarish tzaddik. He was an Ungarish also, a Kivish Lezinger. So that would be a shayla over here also. If you're looking derech the glasses, is that called Riyah? Okay, so that's it. He was machman then. Riyah derech the glasses. The Gemara Bracha says, Liyur b'cha erbaz dover. The Gemara says, Tzoya, you're not allowed to say Bracha keneged meraglaim or keneged tzoa. So if the Tzoya is covered over with a glass cover, Tzoya b'ashash is, Tzos mechusa. Shapta b'chisisa tzeresecha. So as long as the Tzoya is covered, even though you can see it, it's a glass and you can see through it, there's no problem. But if there's ever bashosh, if someone is not dressed, ever bashosh behind the glass, ever bashosh is b'riya tali rachman. It says, l'yira b'chay v'azdov. So riya derech hashosh is good. It is called riya. So that's why you're not allowed to say a posik, you're not allowed to daven, keneged erba, even though the erba is bashosh, keneged, so it depends on kisui. But by erba depends on riya. So the Gemara seems to say that Riyah Derech HaShashis is called Riyah. But Rabbi Kivish Lezinger said maybe it's different because here the glass is magnifying. It helps you see better, so maybe it's not called Riyah. Maybe Riyah Derech HaShashis because the glass doesn't change the way you see, but here the glasses help you see. So that was his suffix. So then maybe that would be the Shaila. So again, so the Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, a little Tosfos, when the Gemara runs out from the Pasuk, Le'eni Haskenim, that a Summa may not be a member of the Bezin, that's the only mamash, you can't see anything. Summa b'shtayim. But if it's Summa b'en achas, he can see, so it is good. So the Marshal, on the beginning of Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, thinks that he has Rishonim who disagree. Others think the whole Marshal is not correct. If you look in the Rosh, in the beginning of Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, so I think the Rosh says, like the Tesis, like the Rabbi Natan. And on the bottom of the page, you have the Korban Nisano.
number.
I think there's a Korban Nisanal over here. Yeah, the first one. The first Korban Nisanal on Perek Yud Beis. He starts Pasuk Rabin and Tamsin Levach, man of Kosher Lechalitza. And then he quotes the Marshal Simon Aleph. Hifriz, he exaggerates. He disagrees with the Rabin and Tam. Pasuk Lalacha is no good. Even a Summa Bein Achas is no good. And he says there's a Rabbio like that. And he thinks that we should pass on like the Rabbi. On Shulchan Aruch, the Mefarshim quote this, the Mashal has his tumor. So what's the issue over here? What's the issue over here? So the Mashal apparently was of the opinion like this. He thinks the Rabbi says like this. You have a pasuk that chalitza has to be done under the supervision of a bezin. So let's say Geris also has to be done on the Ger Tzorch Shloshah, Mishpok Sidbe. He said, a man vav on the base. So, what does that mean? That you have to have a Bezin supervising the Geris. Does the Bezin have to see, the Bezin has to watch when the Geris type on the mikvah? It's good enough if it's under the supervision of the Bezin. So the Bezin, we assume, consists of three men. So what if a woman is Megayer? So you have to have three men in the mikvah, stand there. Well, it's enough. Many gedolim, many tzaddikim over the generation, different countries, they used to have the mikveh lady take the giyoris to the mikveh. And they would be in a different room. They would be across the street. They would be somewhere else. So this was a big machlokes, and others held, no, that's no good. So there used to be a dayan in London, dayan labeled Grosnas. He learned in Radin together with Rabbi Gerelik and Dr. Belkin and all of our rabbis who taught in the yeshiva and Atar. So he was friendly with all the others. So he was a dayan in London. So he wrote a long tshuva which he sent to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. And Rabbi Moshe was masking with him. Rabbi Moshe didn't know his name. So in the Igros Moshe, there's a mistake. Instead of Grosnas, it says Grosnam with a mem. It's supposed to have a samach at the end. So dayan Grosnas has this tshuva. He says there's a fundamental machloikis harishainim over here. If not for the pasuk Eini Haskenim, you would have thought that even though the dayan is blind on both eyes, he can still be good for the chalitza. So how does he relate to the chalitza if he can't see? And so he's there, and he tells him, he remembers. He says, "Say after me, Mei Yibami L'Hakam Shem Liachim." Say Le'ova Yabni. He does the instruction. Then he says, "And take off the right shoe. Make sure there's no chatzitza on the foot and take off the right shoe." He can give all the instruction. He did chalitza so many times before. He knows what you're supposed to. He knows by heart. Is that called the chalitza is done? There would have been a havamina. If not for the pasuk Eini Haskenim, havamina would have been that a summa b'shteinov is good because he's running the chalitza. He's supervising the chalitza. He's saying, no, that's out of the question. If he doesn't see, that doesn't help that he's supervising. If he doesn't see that, he doesn't relate to the whole case. So the Mashal thinks, if he doesn't see anything, you don't need a pasuk to say. He doesn't relate to the chalitza, even though he's giving all the instruction like he always did. So it must be the pasuk. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that summa b'shteinu is no good. That's a davar pashut. The chalitza is not being done under his auspices. The pasuk was mezog, and the pasuk goes, if he says summa b'shteinu achas, I would have thought summa b'shteinu achas, he sees what's happening, and he does relate, then it's still not good, because you need le'eni haskenim, both, all the members, each member of the bezin has to be able to see with both eyes. But the Rabbein Tam obviously holds not so. The Rabbein Tam thinks, if not for the posik le'eni, I would have thought that even the summa b'shteinov is also acceptable. He can be a member of the bezin. He's giving all the instructions, running the whole show like he always did. Say after me, lochafasi lekachta. And now you do rikika. Make sure you do rikika that the dayanim should be able to see and so on. So why? So it's a machlekes, Rabbi Natam and the Marshal. It's machlekes Rabbi Natam and the Marshal, so the Marshal loses. But the Marshal thinks that he has Rav Yo. Okay? And the others are not so convinced that the Rav Yo is even disagree with the Rabbi Natam. So that's what Dan Grossness has in discussion. This machlokes in practice over the generations, different tzaddikim in different generations, when they were doing mekabel agiyores, said they would be makpid not to be in the room when the woman was toivel. they would have the mikveh lady supervise the tefillah in the mikveh, and the bezin would be across the street. The bezin wouldn't be anywhere near the woman, that they shouldn't be chayshu them. So that's, but they were giving all the instructions. They told the giyoris that she shouldn't have any chatzitzes, she has to be tov of all of her hair, and they told the mikveh, gave all the instructions, but they're not watching it. So the, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that there would have been a havamina, that even in Sumer B'Shteinav is also good. So, but here you have a pasuk that Sumer B'Shteinav is not good, but Sumer B'Nachas, so you don't even have a pasuk to be Memait. So then by Geirus, even in Sumer B'Shteinav would also be good. And then Memela by Geirus, even if they're not watching, as long as they gave all the instructions, the Geirus was done under the auspices of the Bezin. Masha'enikein, if you're like the Marshal, that Tzumah B'Shteinav, there never was a Havamin at all. That's not called done under the auspices, unless he sees, has to be at least able to see with one eye. If you can't see anything, it's not called done under his auspices. It must be, the Pasuk tells you, that even Tzumah B'Nachas is also no good, the Chumrah of the Marshal, then it's going to come out that by, if you're like the Marshal, then by Geirus, if the Bez doesn't watch the Geir go under the water, the whole Geirus is no good. So this was the Shaila. So what's Taka the Din? I'm not Gemara, Mem Vav on the base. I'm Mem Vav on the base. When it says, Geretzach Shlesh on Mishpat Ksibbe, that's on the last two lines on the Daf. I'm Rabbi and Geretzach, I need a Bezna 3. So what's Taka the Din when the Ger is Tevel in the Mikveh? When is Geir Tzarech Shlosha? For Geiris, you need Kabbalah on mitzvahs. That's the main thing. He has to commit himself to observe all the mitzvahs that come his way. Then you need Mila, if it's a man. Then you need Tefillah in the mikveh. Then you need Karban. His man is that is not based on Middush, the Karban is not Me'akev. So you need all three. So when you say Geir needs a Bezden of three, for which part of the Geiris? So that's 2 days, and the Tosfos is some Mem Hey on it base. In the bottom Tosfos, I'm here on the base. So Tosfos has one opinion. 3 lines from the bottom of that Yeshlam, the high Devinah Shlosha, only for Kabbalas on mitzvahs. Mikra Adin, you don't need a bezna when the ger is tayvul. A man, a woman, the tefillah can be done. You don't need a bezna. You only need a bezna. The bezna should be secret that is mekabel on mitzvahs. Lechatchila, the Gemara says, when it's a man and he's tayvul in the mikveh, he should have him up to his neck in the water and review the Kabbalah on mitzvahs a moment before he's about to be tovel. But that's only lechatchila like that. That's not miyakeh b'dieved. And the bezin is needed for Kabbalah on mitzvahs. You don't really need a bezin for the tefillah. The other day in Tosfos is not so. 2 days in Tosfos. The other opinion in Tosfos is no. He needed bezin the ikuva for the tefillah. So that's the shaila. If you're going to have... Many Rabbanim Tzadikim had the practice that when a woman would be Megayer, they wouldn't be in the room. So Rav Moshe says to Dain Grosnas, and it's true, he says, you're right, it's a Sveker Adina, and it's not correct. The Bezin should be careful, they should be in the same room. The woman should wear a bathrobe, the woman should wear a sheet on top of it. They don't see, I participated very often in Geiris. I'm connected with the RCA Bezin, the Manhattan branch, for Geiris purposes. As I have no shaykhs with the RCA, but as far as the Geiris is concerned, so they appointed me the head of the Manhattan Bezin. So I participate every other month. I'm always involved in a Geiris for a woman, girls in Stern College, other women, the Megayim. So we're always makpid to be in the same room. The woman is always covered up. There's no problem of tzniyitz. So Rav Moshe says that it's a sveker adina, because the Marshal holds that if you can't see, you can't consider that it's done under his auspices. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not a problem. As long as you're supervising the Geiris, even though you're not seeing it. But according to the Mashal, they're machma like the Mashal. Even Sumer B'Nachas is also no good, because Sumer B'Shteinav, I don't need a pasuk. Of course it's no good. The Bezin doesn't relate to what's happening if they don't see what's happening. So then if they don't see the tefillah in the mikveh, so he says it's a sveker adina. According to one opinion, the Geiris is chal, even if the bezin wasn't there, b'shas tefillah. You only need a bezin b'shas kabbalas hamitzvahs. According to the other Tanya, so as Rav Moshe writes, even if a woman was megayer b'dieved already, and the bezin wasn't present in the room, and she was tovel, she should really be tovel again, b'li bracha, because it's a sveker adina. So he agreed with Dayan Grossman's on that. So the whole story began from this machlokes, the Marshal and the Rabbi Netam. What would have been the Havami if not for the Pasuk Le'ene? What would you have thought that even Summa Bishtayenav is also good? And the Pasuk is only needed to tell you Summa Bishtayenav is not good. Summa Ben Achas is good. That's the Rabbi Netam. Well, no, the Marshal thinks that according to the Rav Yoah, Summa Bishtayenav is nothing to discuss at all. If he doesn't see what's happening, he can't say that he's running the show. Can't say that he relates to the case at all. Summa Bishtayenav, I know my own is no good. The Pasuk must go, Le'ene tells me even Summa Ben Achas is also no good. Right, but it says Ene has a Kainim. So each dine has one eye, so you have three eyes. So that's the question. Mean the two eyes of each one of the Dayanim, or the three eyes of the Dayanim? Each dine has one eye. That's the machlekes. What is the plural going?
What happened to dine is deaf? He doesn't hear the
sukkim. Probably can't say that he's supervising. The din is that the kriyas ha-psukim is not miyake, but lechatchila. The Gemara has, if the person is a cheresh ena medaber, let's say the yovam or the yivama are unable to speak. So even though the kriyas ha-psukim, we pass from kriyas ha-psukim is not me'akev, but the Gemara says if you're unable to pronounce lo chafatzi lekachta, you can't pronounce aches, I can't pronounce Hebrew, you can't talk at all, then if it's not roi, then even not roi to say the kriyas ha-psukim, then it's not kosher. Then it's not kosher. We'll have to see on the next daf. I think more of the next daf, two daf. More has that been. Kol Shein Roy Labila. Oh, here it is. On Kuv Dalad on the base. We'll have to discuss that then. Kol Shein Roy Labila, Billy Makev. That's an important topic. Yeah, but I think over here, if the Bezdin is not able to hear, I don't think that would be called the Ein Roy Labila. If the Yovam and Yivam are not able to speak, that's Ein Roy Labila. Then the Gemara asks, V'idach. What does Gemara say? V'idach. According to the other Tana, Rabbi Yehuda learns out. What does Gemara say? For Rabbi Yehuda had yertis menol nafkal mele'ene. The fact that you need a pasuk to tell you that a suma is possible to serve as a member of the Bezin is a dead giveaway that you don't need members of a Sanhedrin. Because you can't be a member of a Sanhedrin if you're a Balmum. That's how the Gemara says. Fregma b'irach, but if you don't, that's within Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara b'irach, but according to the Tanakama, what does he do with the word le'ene has kainim? So the Gemara, it's not good enough that they're supervising the chalitza. They have to see the roke. Not so easy to see the roke. It's easy to see the way she's taking off the shoe from his right foot, but they have to see the roke coming out of her mouth and landing on the floor. She has to have a lot of roke. So that's the rikika is not miyakev, but if you want to do it properly, you have to do rikika with a lot of roke, and the dayonim should be able to see. Have to be sitting nearby. If you're going to have dayonim over here and the rikika is going to be over there, so the akhna said, usually a dayonim walk over. They stand next to her to make sure that they'll see the roke come out of her mouth and fall on the floor. How can you learn out from the ene that a summa is possible? But don't you need that pasuk to tell me the pshuto shel mikra? Tzrichi dainel emechsi roka de kanofin nepuma. We require that dayanim should see the rok coming out and falling on the floor. How can you tell me le'ene tells you a suma is possible? But you need it for this din. You should be able to see. Everything more enachanami are right. You really need it for this. Ela hadyotis minole. Sari not hadyotis are not good. Zagma nakle a different pasuk. It says v'nikoshma b'Yisrael means Israel called the who? The Bezdin, as long as they're three Jewish people. You don't need the members of the Sanhedrin, you don't need Smuchim. Israel called the, as long as they're Yiddish people, is good. But the other Tana learned that from the word Zikenim, that just Zikne Hashuk is good, that you don't need Smuchim, you don't need members of the Bez, you don't need anybody special. So why does it say Benikra Shmo Be Israel? The word Be Israel is Miyuk. It should say Benikra Shmo Beis Chalutanel. Freg the Gemara Be'idach, according to the other Tana, I don't need Be Yisrael to tell me had Yoytas are good. I saw my Ovidle, why is the word Yisrael written in the Pesach? But the Marma Boyle, it tells me a different thing. Kidatani, we have the following Brisa. Be Yisrael, Be Bezin, Shal Yisrael, Lo Be Bezin, Shal Geirim. That the Bezin, for Chalitza purposes, have to be Yisraelim, and they can't be Geirim. Freg the Gemara Nu Ve'idach, but how does the other Tana say that the word Yisrael teaches me? Had Yoytis, that you don't need smuchim, you don't need members of the Sanhedrin. Don't you need it to tell me the bezin shloso or bezin shal gerim? The members of the bezin cannot be gerim. Everything more it says twice the word be Yisrael. Everything more be Yisrael achrinixim says twice. Freg Mar be Idach Nu the other Tana. Why does it say twice? Once it says be Yisrael to tell me bezin shal gerim is no good. What do you need the other one for? I already know that had Yoytis are good. Because it says the Kenim. So the boy tells me the following thing. When you do Chalitza, so you have three parts. So you have the Chalitza and the Rikika and the Kriyas HaPsukim. So after the Chalitza is all over, after the Rikika is all over, so the Yvon says, Kocha Yasalish, and Shalim, and Spesach, and Shmai Visol, Beis Chalutza now. Finished. So he says, not finished. Amar Rab Yuda, the Tana says, Pamachas, I was very young. Rab Tarfon was a Tan of his Manabayas. Rab Tarfon says he remembers he was a Levi, he remembers his uncle was a Levi in the Beis HaMikdash, and he lived through the Churban HaBayis. Rab Yehuda was a much younger contemporary than Rab Tarfon. Rab Yehuda says, I remember laying the Megillah when I was before Bar Mitzvah in the shul of Rab Tarfon. And he laying the Megillah for the whole shul. That's where Rab Yehuda says, a cotton before Bar Mitzvah can lay the Megillah to the Motzei the Rabbin. And the Chachamim disagree. So Rab Yehuda was a younger contemporary. When Rab Tarfon was an old man, Rab Yehuda was before Bar Mitzvah age. Omer Rab Yehuda Pamacha, Sayinu Yeshem, Lefnei Rab Tarfon, he once as a child probably, a young teenager, he remembers watching a Chalitza, Bo Yivom Alachlatz, V'omalon Rab Tarfon told us, after she says, Kochi Yosalit Shalim, this Bezat Nigshma, Bez Chalutza Nal, so Rab Tarfon gave us instructions, Aluk Kulchem, Aluk Chalutza Nal, Chalutza Nal. Everybody should say Chalutza Nal. So that's why it says, V'nikra Shmo B'Yisrael, Beis Chalutza Nal, not only does the Ivama say that whole Pasuk Kochi Yosalish, Nikra Shmo B'Yisrael means all of those who are present should say Chalutza Nal, Chalutza Nal. Fregmar B'Idach. But if you say that the word be Yisrael, it says be Yisrael twice. So one be Yisrael means v'lo be bezin shel gerim. Another, Yisrael teaches me that had yoytes agud Yisrael kol dehu. So how do you know this din? That all the people present should say chalutza na, chalutza na. How does the other Tana know this din the Rab Tarfon just said? Dog di gemar, v'nikra nafke. It says v'nikra shma be Yisrael. She should just say Kochaleis Hashalias Beisach Chalutzana Chalutzana, right? But it says V'nikra Shema, V'nikra Shema means all those who are present should say. Right? That's the Gemara. So here there's a major discussion. Here, take a look on the top of Kuv Beis. We started already. What do you mean a ger is no good? Who, what's the definition of a ger with respect to this din? That a ger may not be a member of the Bezin for Chalitza. So let's take a look on the top line again. Ger das chaveret b'atoira. So Rashi says, even din in Foshas. Because din in Mamas, the ger can even be done in Yisrael. And Tosis disagrees with the Rashi. And they say, ki rekasaf tebit perak ha-chalitz. Tosis, the little Tosis, ger, disagrees with Rashi. Tosis says, no, to be appointed the member of a Sanhedrin, Gdolah, Sanhedrin, Tana, that's already a Sorah. So ger cannot be done din in the fashas at all. He can't be appointed a member of that's a Mishnah and Hirius. A ger can't be a member of the Sanhedrin Gedolah, can't be a member of the Sanhedrin Tana, because it says, his yatsu sham imach imach the daimim lach means miyuchasim. So a ger cannot be a member of the Sanhedrin.
What about Bandiyam who talked to Shmayin or Italian that were gerim?
Right, so the Rambam claims that Shmai V'Atanya were Gerim. So the Tosfos Yontov asks that Kasha. How can there be members, Shmai V'Atanya, one was the Nasi, one was the Abbes, assistant chief rabbi. How can they be Gerim? How can they be members of the Sanhedrin if they're Gerim? So the Tosfos Yontov on Pirkei Avos, and says Shmai V'Atanya killed me him. So he says the Rambam made a mistake, it's not correct, they were not Gerim there. The Gemara's Lashon is, the Gemara Yuma says that when Yom Kippur was all over, Shmai V'Atanya were Bizman Abayis. So everybody was walking home to Kangodal after that Maida, and then the chief rabbi was walking home, so everybody left the Kangodal and they walked the chief rabbi home. So the Kangodal said, Yesen b'nei amamaya lishlom, the Gerim should go home in peace. So the Rambam took the Gemara to mean, Yesen b'nei amamaya lishlom, that they were Gerim. So the Tosfos Yontov says, no, b'nei amamaya, they were descendants from Gerim. If they themselves would have been Gerim, they couldn't be appointed members of the Sanhedrin. It must be that they were descendants of Gerim. The problem is that the Mishnah seems to say that Hillel, the Mishnah and Adius seem to say that Hillel either mispronounced the word Benegir to Mikvois. There's a din Shlosha Lugim Maim Shuvim Pasal HaMikvah. So we Paskin Shlosha Lugim Maim Shuvim. And Hillel says over from Shmai V'Atalya and he says Melohin Maim Shuvim Pasal HaMikvah. So the Mishnah says Melohin Elisha Chai Bonan Lamba Belosha Rabbo. What does it mean, Chai V'Olam V'Loshan Rabbi? So the Bar Tanura learns Pshat, he's supposed to say over word for word the way I heard from the Rebbe, and if the Rebbe mispronounced the words, the Talmud has to mispronounce the words also. So he'll learn by Shmai Rav Talyan, so they were Gerim, so that somehow they couldn't pronounce a hey. So they mispronounced it. So they said, Melo in Maim Shum. So he mispronounced it also. Chai V'Olam V'Loshan Rabbi. The Vilna Gaon said, that's ridiculous. You have to mispronounce the word. The Rabbi used to mispronounce a lot of words. Subtract. Instead of saying subtract, he always said subtract. He used to make up his own words. In Yiddish and English, he was nervous. So he would stutter. So the Talmidim have to stutter. You have to say, so the Vilna Gaon thinks that shot to the Bar Tanur is ridiculous. It gives a different shot. Shmai V'Avtalya, because they didn't pronounce Hebrew well, so they had they couldn't say hin maim shuv in Pesul Mesenka. They couldn't pronounce a hey. I don't know what language they spoke. Why can't you pronounce a hey? I don't know. So if they're going to say in maim shuv in Pesul Mesenka, it sounds like a maim shuv in Pesul Mesenka. So they had to say an extra word, maloi in maim shuv. So you know, when they said in, they didn't mean in, they meant hin. But they can't pronounce a hey, so they said an extra word, maloi in maim shuv. But Hillel did pronounce a hey. So what did he have to say? Malo. He should have said hin maim shuvim pasul mesan mikvah. We don't pass on the whole thing. We pass on the gimalugim. But he held hin. So the Vilna Gaon said that's what it says. Chai v'olam v'loshav. Since the Rebbe didn't pronounce Hebrew well, the Rebbe mispronounced the word hin and he said in. So the Rebbe was compelled to say an extra word hin maloi in maim shuvim. See, even though Hillel could pronounce the hey, he said the extra word because Chai Olonim Abeloshanam. But to say you have to mispronounce because the Rebbe mispronounced, so the Vilna Gaon disagrees. But I'll come upon him. Everyone agrees that Hillel learned by Shmai V'Avtalya and they couldn't pronounce the word hin. So why not? So the Rambam says that they were Gerim. So they were used to speaking whatever Goyisha language before they had converted. But the Tosfos Yontov says they were not Gerim. Their ancestors were Gerim. So therefore, because my ancestors spoke a different language, so I can't pronounce a hey. I don't know. It's hard to fit into the Gemara. Anyway, that's the end of Esti Yokasha. He thinks that that must be the Rambam is wrong. Rav Soloveitchik had his own teretz on the Tosfos Yontov's Kasha. How could Shmai V'Avtalya be members of the Sanhedrin if they were Gerim? So the Rav said a very beautiful teretz, which has been printed over incorrectly in his name. The way they printed it over, it's against the Mishnah. Rav Soloveitchik knew Mishnah. Yes. Hayri is Hindu in the Mishnah and Hayri. The Mishnah and Hayri says there's a din of parhel and dovish al tzibur. If a person is machal Shabbos b'shegeg, so he has to bring a chat. This person eats chel v'dam. Person violates an aver sheyesh b'koris, but he violated b'shegeg. So kol shavzani koris should give us a chatas. If he would have violated the aver b'mezid, would have been chayv koris. If he does the aver b'shegeg, he has to bring a korban chatas. What if 51% of the tzibur violates the aver b'shegeg because of the mistaken psaka the bez nagar? So then there's an institution in Parshas Vayikra, Pahal and Avshal Tzibur. Bez Nagala brings a chatas, and everybody gets a kapar, and you don't require each and every person. If 49% of the tzibur violated Avera, and it's the fault of the Bez Nagala, it's a tough luck. Each one of them has to bring a korban chatas. But if the Rav HaTzibur, 51% of the tzibur Amor, violates the Avera because of the mistake of Saka the Bez Nagala, then there's a din of Pahal and Avshal Tzibur. So the Mishnah says, "Bamed var mamurim." When you have this din, if the Bez Nagadol had a bona fide status of Bez Nagadol, but if when they gave this psak for Klal Yisrael, one of the 71 members of the Bez Nagadol was a ger or a Russia, so the Bez Nagadol is a pasul of Bez Nagadol. So then there's no institution in Parhal and Dovah Shal Tzibah. Nela Dovah Me'enda Ho'eda has to be dafke Bez Nagadol, has to be kosher. So there's a beferish in Mishnah that if you have a ger member of the Bez Nagadol is not kosher. So they say over the Imar Rav Soloveitchik incorrectly. They say over that a ger can be a member of the Bez Nagadol. Why? The main role of the Bez Nagadol is not really to paskin shaylas. The main role of the Bez Nagadol is to serve as the koilel of Klal Yisrael. The Rambam starts off Hilchas Mamrim. Bez Nagadol Shev Yerushalayim Amudi HaHayra Vika Torah Shebal Peh. Their main role is to transmit the Torah Shebal Peh from generation to generation. We have a din Ein Donim, there's a Mishnah in Beit, Ein Donim B'Shabbos of the Yontem. Gzeir V'Shem Yichtov. You're going to have a din Torah, din Imam, and have a din Torah, din Nefashos. We're afraid they're going to write down notes. Someone's going to forget and keep notes. A stenographer is going to write notes. It's because of the Chashash. Gzeir V'Shem Yichtov. So there's a din Ein Donim. You're not allowed to be done at all. So the din is, the Rambam writes, but the dinim don't meet on Shabbos, because they ain't done on Shabbos, except for the Bez Nagadol. Bez Nagadol meets every single day of the year. Shabbos and Yom Tov, I don't know, Tisha B'av Esetnish. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, they meet every day. I ain't done him. No, the main role of the Bez Nagadol is to that's the Kolel of Klali, so they sit and they learn and they transmit the Masar of the Torah Shema Peh. What do you need a Bez Nagadol to paskin for? Rare cases. If the Melech, if the Kohen Gadol is chayv misa malka, Melech, how often does the shaila come up? Whether the Kohen Gadol is chayv misa malka, it comes up here in dachas. One Tana holds lahayv aleosul. It never was in here in dachas. If there was once in 3,000 years, how often? So what do you need a Bez Nagadol for every day? The answer is Bez Nagadol is a kolel. And then the Rambam has also the Rambam quotes from the Tosefta. The hours were longer. Every other bez then only met in the morning like banker's hours, and then they went home early. Bez Nagadol met much longer. It's a kailo. They're supposed to sit and learn all day long. So the Rav said over this part that to be members of the Bez Nagadol, it's okay, you can have a ger. That's not called the Srora. You can't appoint a ger to be a member of a Sanhedrin, because that itself is a Srora. But that's a Sanhedrin where the role of Sanhedrin is to paskin shaylas. But if the role of Sanhedrin is to serve as a kailo, so who you take the best, the 71 best learners, and you pick the 71 biggest Talmid Chacham to learn in the Kol, even if they happen to be Ger. So that's not the whole story. What the Rav said was, if the Bez Nagadol has to give a psak that's binding on all, if the Bez Nagadol is going to sit and learn and talk and learning, so you can have Shmai Rav Tanya and Gerim as members of the Bez Nagadol. But once in a Yovel, when they have to give a psak that's the Ger, usually they didn't give any psak. They just sat and they learned. Okay, well, but once in a while they have to give a psak, they're paskening that it's mutter to turn on lights on Shabbos. Then everybody's going to turn on lights. The chief rabbi says mutter is mutter. Then they back out, and it turns out 51% of the tzibu was mechal Shabbos because of them. And they said a certain kind of cookie is not chometz that you can eat on Pesach. And if the chief rabbi said it's mutter, everybody ate it. Then it turns out everybody violated the Nisa Torah. They all ate 51% of the tzibur, eight chametz b'pesach, eight chel b'dam. Whatever they did in aver sheish b'kurs. So whenever the Bez Nagadol has to give a psak, then you can't have the ger. Then the shmai v'av talyan have to remove themselves, and you have to have a different. You have to have 71 people, so you have to have a different two people. Most of the time, the Bez Nagadol just sat and they learned. So that's what the Rav answered on that. The Rav said, you don't have to say like the Tosfos Yontu that the Rambam is wrong. They said the things the Rambam is wrong. It cannot be the Shmai Rav Tanya Ger, or they were descendants of Ger. But from the Gemara is much more like the Rambam, that they couldn't pronounce Hebrew well because they were Geir. And that's what they said, Yesen ben Ema Meir Lushlot. It sounds like they were Geir. But that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The main role of the Bez Nogal is to sit and learn. So that Shmai Vatalyan, they were from the 71 greatest Talmid HaChacham, so they were members of the Bez Nogal. When the Bez Nogal will have to pass in the Shaila, so that they couldn't do. So we have to learn this Gemara. This is going to take a while. Let me just explain what the problem is here. On the top, so it says, Ger Danas Chaver Dvar Torah. So Tyson says it goes on Mominus. Can't go on the Nefashis, because the Nefashis, you have to be a member of the Sanhedrin. And a Ger, that's already a Svarah. To be appointed a Menmasan, that's already a Svarah. So you can't do that. Then the Gemara says, Aval Ger Danas Chaver Ager. Him Haise Imo Mi Yisrael. The Ger's mother, so why is he called a Ger? I mean, his father's a Ger. A Ger marries a Jewish girl. The father's a Ger, and the mother's a Yisraelis. So, Dan Afila Yisrael. He can be Dan Dini Maminis even for a Yisrael. Why? Because it is Mikara Bachecha. Since his mother is Jewish, he didn't have to undergo Geris. His mother was a Yisraelis, his mother was Jewish. It's Harasa Beleidasa Bigdusha, so he didn't have to undergo Geiris. He knows his father is a Geir, but his mother is Israeli, so that's okay. He can be done afilo Yisrael because Mikara Vachecha. However, Linya Chalitza, Hachehe Ovevim of Yisrael, but Shenema Nikrashma be Yisrael, be Yisrael Velo be Geir. To be a member of the Bezna for Chalitza, it's not enough that Imo Yisrael, you have to have Ovevim of Yisrael. What does that mean, Ovevim? So Tosis writes over here, Le'inyan, Chalitza Chi Ovevim Yisrael, the Imo Vasagan Sheikh Amoviv, Al Babim Luchud Sagi. As long as Ovevim Yisrael is good. And you look again, and you look in the Korban Nisanol, on the bottom of the Rosh, he says, other Rishonim seem to disagree. That they need Oviv Imam Yisrael. So, but you know, we have to start from that next week. What's the issue over here? What is gained? Is anything gained al Pidin of Imam Yisrael? Why is that called Mikera Vachecha? What's the issue? What's the Machlekes over here? So, but you know, we have to start from that next week. In the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, we have the mitzvah of Bris Milah that was given to Avraham Avinu. It was given Kodeh Matan Torah, then it was repeated. In Parshas Tazria, it says, Mashmini Imo B'sara Alasa, it's repeated again. So the Achrayim point out there seems to be a machlokes between the Bavli and Yerushalmi regarding the mitzvah of Milah, any mitzvah that was given Kodeh Matan Torah. So the Gemara in the Bavli, in several places, the Gemara talks about the fact that Milah Bizman is Decha Shabbos. So can you learn out from this that Esa Decha Lo Ses, the whole sugya in the beginning of Yevamos, I didn't know Esa Decha Lo Ses. So the Gemara says, learn out from the Pasuk, Milah Bizman is Decha Shabbos. The Gemara says, no, Shaini Milah, that it was given Kodeh Matan Torah. So the Gemara presented that a mitzvah that was given Kodeh Matan Torah is more important than the mitzvahs that were given after Matan Torah. And Achrayim point out that Yerushalmi seems to disagree. Because the Tosfos in Kiddushin, towards the end of the first Perek, Tosfos in Kiddushin comments on the Gemara. The Gemara says when they crossed over the Yarden, Pasuk says in Sefer Yeshua, when they crossed over the Yarden, Moshe Rabbeinu passed away Zayin Adar, and soon after they crossed over the Yarden, so it says, Vayochlo Me'avur Ha'aretz, in Machros HaPesach, they ate the new tvuah that grew in Eretz Yisrael on the first day of Chol HaMoed. Why do they have to wait till the first day of Chol HaMoed? Vayochlo Me'avur Ha'aretz, in Machros HaPesach, the day after Pesach is Tezvav Nisan, they ate on Tezai Nisan. So the Gemara says, obviously, the Akriv Omer, first they brought the Minchas Omer. On the first day of Chol HaMoed, you bring Minchas Omer. That's Matei Chodosh. You're not allowed to eat the tvuah Chodosho. Chodesh, at least in Eretz Yisrael, is also Chodesh b'chutz l'aretz and machlekes hatanoim. What is the rice and the rabbanon? But Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael is a pasuk yuchumish. So you're not allowed to eat the tvuah chadosh until you bring the minchas omer. So it says they didn't eat. Nobody ate any tvuah chadosh until the first day Chol HaMoed. The akriv omer v'hadarach, they brought the omer. So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi frek takasha, but we have a din eser dechalai sesei. So what if somebody doesn't have any he doesn't have enough flour from Yoshan to bake a matzah. He made a matzah from Chodosh. Would you say he's allowed to eat the matzah Leil HaSeder? Would you allow Eser Dechalai Sensei? Would you allow him to eat a kazayis? Only a kazayis, not going to eat more. It's Chodosh, it's treif. You're not allowed to eat it. But Eser Dechalai Sensei has no other matzah. So the pasuk sounds like nobody ate. Nobody ate Chodosh. They had enough money, whatever. Nobody ate any Chodosh. So the Yishalmi asks, why? If there's a person that doesn't have any Yoshan and he has to eat matzah, he only ate matzah, he ate baked matzah from the Chodosh, why shouldn't you allow Eser Dechalai Sensei? So Tosis quotes two answers from the Yishalmi. So one answer is, no, matzah is an etzer from Koyde Matan Torah, and Chodosh was given after Matan Torah. So Eser Koyde Matan Torah is weaker, Eser after Matan Torah is Dechalai Sensei, but Eser Koyde Matan Torah is weaker, so it's not Dechad the Losesi of Chodesh that was given at Matan Torah. So it sounds like it's Fakert from the Bavli. Bavli says in Esesh, you go to Matan Torah, it's Machomer, and there's more reason to say that it should be Dechad Yisurim. And Tesis on Lamed Ches or something, Tesis towards the end of the first parak in Kiddushin, quotes the Rishalmi that it sounds as if the Esesh, go to Matan Torah, is weaker. That Tesis quotes another answer. Maybe really Minatora Essay is Dechalais Essay, so it would be permissible to eat matzah menacholnish if you have no other matzah, but we wouldn't recommend it, we wouldn't allow it when the Rabbani Kazerik Kazayis Rishon or to Kazayis Sheni. The Essay Dechalais Essay is only on the first Kazayis. How much is a Kazayis? We're not so sure how much a Kazayis is. So they made Xer the Rabban. But this is the Achronim raised this issue. It appears that Shagasai and others point that it looks as if there's a machlokes between the Bavli and the Rishalmi, where they consider an essay, Shekoda Matan Torah, more chomer, not all the mitzvahs on the same level of severity. So do we consider a mitzvah, Shekoda Matan Torah, more chomer or less chomer? There's a famous Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Perigid Anosha. The Rambam interprets a unique pshat in the Mishnah. Tosfos does not learn like the Rambam. The Mishnah in Perek Gid Anoshe seems to have a machlokes of Yudin and the Rabbanon. When was the mitzvah of Gid Anoshe given? Was it given when the Malach broke Yankov Avinu's leg? Ika bekafirach Yankov, ateka kafir, he broke his leg. Hakein leochem bnei Yisrael is Gid Anoshe. So from that time on, the children of Yankov Avinu, bnei Yisrael means the children of Yankov Avinu didn't eat the Gid Anoshe. Oh no! Maybe that's the story happened by Yankov Avinu. The Chumash writes, "Okay, look, Bnei Yisrael is getting a notion. You should know what the background is." But Bnei Yisrael means the Jewish nation after Matan Torah. We're called Bnei Yisrael, and the mitzvah was given after Matan Torah. So the Tosfos learns the simple pshat and the machlokes hatanaim is when was the mitzvah of getting a notion given? Was it given Koyde Matan Torah? Was it given Lachem Matan Torah? The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos has a unique pshat. He says, everybody agrees that it was given Koyde Matan Torah, because it says in Vayishlach, it says in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. The machlokes is, why do we still observe the din bizman hazeh? Usually, whatever was told to a different Navi other than Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adon HaNavim. What's mean? He gets an A+. Moshe Rabbeinu in this Navi Baspek Lori Hamir, he gets an A+. And the other Navim get an A-, B+, what? Their lower level of Nevuah. What does it mean, Adon HaNevim? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, Moshe Rabbeinu is the only one who got dinim that are called Torah, that are binding Ladoris. The others have Nevuah. Nevuah, by definition, means Haruah Shor. So the Rambam understood that that's the Machlokes HaTanah. Gid Anoshe, the Rambam quotes a Medrash like that. Gid Anoshe, Bereishis Rabbah says, Gid Anoshe was given to Yaakov Avinu. But the Machlokes HaTanaim is, do we today observe it because it was given to Yaakov Avinu? Or no, we don't hold like that Tana. We hold Yaakov Avinu. Avram was given the mitzvah of Milah. Yitzchak was Mafrish Maestris. Over and above the Shevin Mitzvah Menach, Yaakov was given the mitzvah of Gid Anoshe. But we today observe Bris Milah and Gid Anoshe, not because it was given to Avram, but because it was given to Yaakov. That would have only been a Haruah Shor. It wouldn't be binding the Doris. It's binding today because it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The only Novi who was given dinim that are binding Ladoris is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's exactly the difference between Nevuah and Torah. Nevuah by definition means Haruah Shor, and Torah means that it's binding Ladoris.
What was Gid Anoshe Nishnis? We will get a nosher repeated after Matan Torah.
We don't have it appear in Chumash anywhere, but the Rambam interprets that that's what the Chachamim assume. Rabbi Yehuda says it was never nishnas, and it's binding because it was given to Yaakov Avinu. It doesn't have to be repeated. Chacham disagree, even though it doesn't appear in Chumash anywhere, it's self-understood, because it says, "Akein lach men ezgir anosha arayam azeh." Arayam azeh means li'olam void. How can it be? The only one who's given dinim v'doris is Moshe Rabbeinu, because the other Nevi'im, Avraham and Yaakov, as great as they were, they were only given nevuah, by definition means hayra'ah shor. So it must be that that pasuk, arayam azeh, that was said by Moshe Rabbeinu. That phrase was not given to Yaakov Avinu. So the Rambam holds that whatever is Kodem Matan Torah is weaker, because by definition, if it wasn't given to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's only Hayroah Shor. If it's given to Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the Adon Anavim. He was given Torah. He was given B'Torah's Torah. The others were given B'Torah's Nevuah. So next week we have to start with the Din of the Ger. What is the Din? Bezdin of Shogerim is not acceptable by Chalitza.
Yeah, I got one question. When I was in Israel, it's Hashem Sunday. Same Talmud of the Rocha. Do I say it there? And what do I do when I come back?
When are you coming back?
Before December. Before we say it there.
You should say the same Talmud
of Shabbat Aleinu. So I say it there.
Instead of when you go to Eretz Yisrael,
I say like
saying Baruch Aleinu. No, instead of saying Baruch Aleinu, you say in Shema Koleinu.
Because
it's a machlokes
haposuk. When I come back,
yeah, of course.
When I come back, I hold like we are holding here.
Yeah, you go back to
normal. Whatever you think. By all things, welcome to the Muslim in the 8th day of the Muslim, right? Of the Maya.